Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Recognized him saying, quote, he'd been casing that place for weeks.
God.
A suspect identified as 48-year-old Claudio Valente.
He said, remember his walk was so weird? I knew it was him. I could tell by the walk.
Yeah. Says Lisi, I knew there was something off with him. In mid-November, Lisi told a security guard at Brown University that he saw the man, quote, circling the hallways. He said the man was consistently hanging around and peeking into room 166. That is where the eventual shooting took place. I said, something's off with this guy. I got to say something. I told my friend, I hope it's not the guy that I've been seeing. I hope it's not.
And it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He also calls the Barris and Holly Engineering and Physics Building, quote, a free-for-all for a long time.
Sadly, we are following breaking news out of Pennsylvania this afternoon, where an explosion at a Pennsylvania nursing home has ignited a massive fire. This is about 30 minutes northeast of Philadelphia. We know that some of the residents, Scott, sadly, are trapped.
Sad news out of the world of politics today, where former Senator Ben Sasse, I'm sure you guys remember that name, he's from Nebraska, resigned a couple years ago to take the president's job at the University of Florida. Former Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska announcing today that he has been diagnosed with metastasized stage 4 pancreatic cancer, writing that this is a, quote, death sentence. Quoting here from Senator Sasse, who's only 53 years old.
Oh, God.
Last week, I was diagnosed with metastasized stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I'm going to die. Advanced pancreatic is nasty stuff. It is a death sentence. But I already had a death sentence before last week, too, so we all do. This is hard for someone wired to work and to build, but harder still as a husband and a dad. He went on to praise his wife and 3 children.
God.
He represented Nebraska in the U.S. Senate from 2015 until 2023 when he resigned to become president of the University of Florida. He stepped down as the university's president last year amid his wife's struggles with epilepsy and memory issues. Man.
And then our hearts are broken over the headline out of Linn County, and we will tell you what we know up to this point. Authorities in Kansas say a man is in custody, 47 years old, in connection with the discovery of a young boy's body on Monday. So 13-year-old Aaron Andula, Scott, went missing yesterday. He was like around 8 a.m. last seen riding his bicycle. Around 6 o'clock last night, so the day had gone by, someone realizes this child has not come home. They call police for help. Mm-hmm. That then launches a massive search in Linn County and around, like Pleasanton. It involved like five or six
south of Lacine.
Yes, five or six different police agencies. They were combing the woods. They were combing the ponds, all of those things. According to court documents, the Bates County Sheriff's Office then gets a call, and they go to 47-year-old Damon Leonard's home in Pleasanton last night. He called to tell them that Aaron was dead, and he knew where the body was. Leonard described taking the child's body from Kansas to Missouri and leaving it in a remote part of Bates County. We have no other details regarding what happened to this child. Does he know this 47-year-old? Was this a kidnapping?
Well, it says here Leonard's been charged with abandonment of a corpse, but that they do expect to file more charges.
KBI is now involved. God, it is...
That's too bad.
Horrible. And right before the holidays, Pleasanton Police Department, Linn County, Anderson County, Highway Patrol, Bourbon County, and Bates County were all in on the search for this child. When we learn more, we will pass it along
warm
to you.
Warm rooms in hell. Would you care to guess at what age your body starts going downhill?
2 days ago, age 51. I injured myself getting out of bed.
Okay.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. That is not correct. And by the way, it's different for men and women. Women, your body starts going downhill at age 32.
32? Mm-hmm. I was still having babies.
Women start losing muscle at the age of 32.
Okay.
Men, your body, which is to say starts losing muscle.
Yeah.
Starts at 35.
Okay. Losing muscle is different than your body going downhill. Your body going downhill is my back hurts and I can't tell you what I did. I was in bed. I don't know how I went to bed and my back didn't hurt. And then I woke up, tried to get out of bed, and it's killing me.
The results show from this study, it's out of Sweden, by the way, show that fitness and strength begin to decline as early as age 35, regardless of training volume. After that, there is a gradual deterioration that accelerates with age. But the researchers also have positive news. Individuals who started being physically active in adulthood improved their physical capacity by 5 to 10%.
Only 5 to 10%. I'd rather not go to the gym.
quoting here from one of the researchers.
You start talking 40%, maybe I'll get back on that rower.
Quoting here from one of the researchers, it is never too late to start moving. Our study shows that physical activity can slow the decline in performance, even if it can't stop it. Now, we will look for the mechanisms behind why everyone reaches their peak performance at age 35 and why physical activity can slow performance loss but not completely halt it. I do believe there's some truth in this, and here's why. When we talk about professional athletes, it's around the mid-30s.
Okay.
Where we start saying, well, you know,
he's getting up there.
Been in the league a long time. I mean, you're 35. You know, but I mean, the other night, Philip Rivers is out quarterbacking the Indianapolis Colts, and we're blown away by the fact that he's 44. Listen, as someone who has passed the age of 44, that sure sounds young again. Even though I remember when I was a kid, my dad's 40th birthday party at Fort Hood, Texas. And everybody showed up with Over the Hill cards. Remember those?
Yep. Over the Hill. The black balloons. Remember that?
Yep. When we were younger, when you hit the age of 40, you were, quote, over the hill. God, I wish I was 40 again.
Oh, I don't. I love my 50s. I just hurt in places I can't. Like, dumb things, Scott. I was walking the other day, and I got a wrench in my knee. It just went, meh! Like one of those, like when you, I thought, did I just tear my ACL? I feel like Patrick Mahomes over here. I'm walking around Target and now I'm limping and I can't tell you why. Like weird things just start happening that you cannot Explain.
Dana, I went for a 3-mile walk the other day.
Wow, bragger.
You're welcome. I've decided to get more serious about my health. I've let myself go over the last year or so.
Okay.
And I've decided we're going to eat healthier. Okay. So we're having chicken for dinner tonight. Looks like I'll probably be doing the Heimlich again.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time you had chicken.
I had to save my...
You had to Heimlich your girlfriend.
Did I tell you about the t-shirt I bought her? I had made for her for Christmas?
No.
Yes. And she wore it over to my... We had Christmas on Sunday, December 21st, because my brother and his son and wife and daughter were all in town. And my sister-in-law does a printing business, t-shirt printing business. That's how she makes her money. So I presented T with a shirt.
What? What did you make fun of her almost dying or make fun of yourself for saving her?
I had two t-shirts printed.
Oh, God.
Mine just read in all caps, "Lifesaver." I'm serious as a heart attack. And so I wore that one over to my mom's house for dinner. God. And hers,
little red cross on it.
Hers read, "Scott Parks saved my life."
You're nothing if you're not humble.
I know.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Did I or did I not save her life? Yes or no?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You are
a lifesaver.
Thus, a lifesaver.
Can you say the same thing? Have you ever saved a life? You've created life.
Oh, I've created so much life. So much life.
But have you ever saved a life?
Oh, I've had to whack every single one of them over the back at some point. Yeah. One was prunes. One was broccoli. Prunes are the worst because they keep swelling in your mouth and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And
that's
then you look
saying.
Over and she's not breathing. I think Sophie was prunes.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, sweet Barb in Odessa. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Well, yeah, honey, I had a couple things I wanted to say. I wanted to wish you guys, everybody there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good health. And is Dana going to Big Judy's for Christmas?
Big Juicy's?
We are not. We just got back, Barb.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but I thought maybe he was going to go back. That's the reason why I said that.
Nope, not this time. Maybe next year, though.
Is Sam on? He's on Christmas break?
He's on two weeks holiday, yep.
Oh, I miss him. Anyway, about the Chiefs, I just want to say, I'm sad they're moving, but, you know, everything has to come to an end eventually, and maybe it's a good thing that this is happening this way.
Hmm.
And I hope we don't lose the Royals. I really don't, but, you know.
Boy, I'd be shocked if Missouri doesn't.
Yeah, well, at least if we stay in Kansas or Missouri, they're not, you know, 300 miles away, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
And then the other thing is, I want to tell you, when I was in Texas once, I was in a restaurant, and I was eating some chips, some of those taco chips.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened, but it got lodged in my throat, and I couldn't say anything. So, like me, I went in the bathroom. I thought maybe, you know, I could get it out. And so I kept knocking the door to somebody to help me. So finally, a waiter come in, and he did that thing, you know, that you do.
Yeah,
on your back.
The Heimlich.
Yeah, and he saved my life. I probably would have died in there if he hadn't done that.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, but anyway, I hope next year is healthy and a little bit more peaceful next year.
Barb, amen to that. You have a Merry Christmas.
All right. The Justice Department today released a large trove of records related to Jeffrey Epstein, including allegations about the late financier's ties to a certain person. The release was by far the DOJ's largest in its efforts to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act and contain the most new information, along with claims about the president that the department said are unfounded and false. One of the newly released emails published today claimed that the flight logs show that President Trump flew on Epstein's plane at least 8 times in the 1990s, including once with an unnamed 20-year-old woman. The email, which was sent in January of 2020 from a federal prosecutor in New York to an undisclosed person, says, and I quote, "For your situational awareness, wanted to let you know that the flight records we received yesterday reflect that Trump traveled on Epstein's private jet many more times than previously reported, including during the period we would expect to charge in a Ghislaine Maxwell case." Okay. The Justice Department says those are fake and unfounded. Powerball. Woo!
It's a whopper!
$1.7
billion dollars.
Billion, that's more than a million. Billion dollars. The current jackpot is estimated to be $1.7 billion for the drawing on Christmas Eve tomorrow, after there was no winner in last night's drawing. Okay. The odds
you going to buy a ticket? Just one?
No.
Not for Christmas for your girls?
No. Well, one's in Peru. She's already hit the jackpot.
All right.
By the way, living her best life. Oh, do we have a problem over here?
Nope, just someone trying to turn.
No, that's a tow truck with a semi on the back of it. Isn't it?
They were going down that frontage road, so I think they're just turning around.
Oh. You never know what's going to happen over there on these little entrance and exit ramps. Every once in a while, somebody ends up on the wrong side of their truck. Instacart says it is discontinuing a program where some customers saw different prices on the same items.
But I thought they were doing that for the customer.
At the same time, from the same store.
You guys, if you miss this, oh my gosh. We talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Instacart got caught and then tried to deny it and try to massage like, well, this is really what we were trying to do, which was a lie. Some brilliant... like watchdog company. had 1,000 people
Consumer Reports
buy the exact same product at the exact same time from the exact same store in all different zip codes. Okay? It was brilliant. And what they found was, if you were buying the product through Instacart in Fairway, Kansas, you were being charged differently than maybe if you were buying it in Blue Springs. And some of the upcharging was 22%, Scott. Like, you buy a bunch of bananas.
Up to 23%.
It's unbelievable. But how smart to do it that way. Like, everyone at the exact same time is going to put these bananas in their cart and then report to us what's it charging you. Wildly different amounts.
Now, Instacart did, they stopped short of calling it dynamic pricing, but did admit that it was, quote, not okay. The company said in a blog, I didn't know people still did that. At a time when families are working exceptionally hard to stretch every grocery dollar, those tests raise concerns, leaving some people questioning the prices that they see on Instacart. That is not okay, especially for a company built on trust, transparency, and affordability. From now on, Instacart will not support any item price testing services.
Okay. That's not what they said in the beginning. What they said in the beginning was, oh, yeah, well, what we were doing, we weren't gouging people in higher income zip codes. That's not what we were doing. What we were doing is trying to gauge the threshold at which people wouldn't buy. They tried to spin it into like, well, yeah, you caught us doing it, but it's not the reason you think, which is a bunch of malarkey. Now they're like, all right, we did it. We got caught. We're going to respond right before the holidays and hope that no one hears about this ever again. A can of peas should cost what a can of peas costs, whether you are ordering it in Shawnee or I am ordering it in Liberty
Would it make a difference, though, in the distance at which that those items are going to have to travel? So, for example.
No, because when you Instacart the closest to your house. So, Scott, if you're in Liberty, you're Instacarting from the Target around the corner in Liberty. If I'm Instacarting from the Target, I'm Instacarting from the one over here.
No, I understand. But let's say you and I both live in Liberty.
Okay.
I live a mile from the Target, and you live 5 miles from the Target.
It has nothing to do with it.
That has nothing to do with price?
No.
It's going to cost more to get those items to your home than it's going to cost to get it to mine.
Yeah, the person driving the car that's doing the Instacarting. Instacart doesn't see that money. That's why you tip.
But do people always tip on the Instacart?
Yeah.
Do you know the tip before you drop them off?
I do like 20%, and then sometimes I kick an extra $5 or $10 for like exceptional service. But I'm telling you, Instacart was just fleecing America, and Consumer Reports is so freaking brilliant, they busted them.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Today, December 23rd, is the real day of Festivus. We will do grievances coming up at 5:06. If you've had a good day or a good week or a good month, nobody cares. We don't want to hear about it. We want to hear about your grievances on this Festivus Tuesday. It's going to be in the 6 G's tomorrow.
Unbelievable. I see what you did there.
Thank you. Could possibly be the warmest Christmas we've ever had in recorded Kansas City history. If it goes to, I think it's anything north of 69 on Christmas Day. By the way, I am thrilled. We're all done with Christmas.
You're done?
We did it on Sunday.
Well, what are you going to do on Christmas Day?
I think we're going to visit T's family for a little bit.
Okay.
But
what is the drop-in amount of time during the holidays that you hang out, have some pie maybe, some coffee, some conversation, and then you're like, we got a thing, which no one has a thing. Everything's closed.
So on Sunday, for example, that was about a five-hour affair.
5 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is, yeah.
Maggie loves when the entire family is together.
Of course.
I think she gets a big kick out of that.
Yeah, of course.
And so we rolled in about 2:30. did gifts. I fell asleep during the Pittsburgh game. Everybody and their mother went to go let their dogs out and feed them at 5.
Yeah.
I slept, and then we had dinner at like 6.
Okay.
And then 7:30 rolls around. Well, we played a game, played a quick game, and then we left.
So 5 hours, I think, for your mom and dad is probably around normal.
Now, we're going to her cousins in the Northland on Christmas Day.
I'm going to go ahead and put that at an hour and 40 minutes.
See, I would argue. I think you're wrong.
Well, it's going to take you an hour to drive up there.
It is. But I would argue if you're at a family member's house, whether it's Christmas Day, whether it's just a Sunday night dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing less than 2 hours.
2 hours.
Or it might come across as an insult.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to be here. I only came because we're related. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Is football on in the background?
If football is on, that is a no less than 3 hour affair.
Okay.
Unless it's a blowout. And then you're like, eh.
Yeah.
There is... I'm not saying this about my mom's house, but just like if we were to go have dinner with like you and Johnny or something, the not that I wouldn't enjoy the company and the dinner and everything,
yeah.
But the beauty about having a dog as opposed to a cat.
It is the all-time greatest get-out-of-jail-free card, yes. Isn't it?
I've got to go let the dog out. I don't want the dog to poop in the house.
Yeah.
Or you know, she likes to eat at 5 o'clock.
She's still getting used to her schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A dog is the greatest gift you can give yourself because unlike a cat, which can take care of itself, a dog cannot. And you've always got the excuse.
Oh, we
got
to let the dog out.
We'd love to stay. I mean, this has just been like the greatest time.
We really got to get back
but
to the dog.
We've got to get home and let the dog out.
Do you know what I told everyone at our holiday party with some good golf friends of ours the other day? I blame the dog on Johnny all night. They were like, so we saw you got a dog. Tell us about it. I've literally gone around telling everyone. He really wanted her. I mean, I was like, I just don't know that this is a good idea, but he really wanted a dog. And I'm like, all right.
Is it a French bulldog?
Everyone thinks it's his fault. It's a mix. It's a mix.
Where did you get it?
A friend of mine whose circumstances changed and they could no longer keep her.
Well, they have a kid or something?
No, they could no longer keep her. And she reached out and said, would you guys be interested? And here we are.
And how old is it?
Oh, when do you start saying months? She's like 17 weeks old.
I would go 4 months.
She's 4 months old.
4 months
and
some change.
She's 4 months old.
See,
My God, she chews everything. Look at this, you guys.
See, you have-
Look at my wallet.
I see that. This is what you need to do in the future.
Yeah.
I have never had a bad dog. Ever.
Ever.
I have never had a dog
that chewed
anything.
Nothing. Peed. Nothing.
Stella, when she was getting really old.
That doesn't matter.
She couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
She had lost her continence.
Yeah.
And so... but no, other than that, no. I mean, Lizzie has never peed or pooped in the house, hasn't chewed a thing. The only thing about that dumb dog that I have to be mindful of is if you come into the home,
yeah,
she trusts you. She wants to lick you and be pet and everything.
Yeah.
If we are outside, don't come near my dog.
Really?
No.
You have to be careful?
She is incredibly protective. Of especially me.
Outside.
So I've had more than one occasion where I've been out walking her.
I keep her on a leash.
I do keep her on a leash. I don't even let her go out front to pee without putting on her leash.
No,
out back, we're fine. We don't have anybody who lives behind us. But I've had more than one occasion where I've been on the trail out in the woods or whatever.
Yep.
And and somebody will come up and say, can I pet her?
And so sorry, no.
So the first couple of times, I'm like, I think so. She's very friendly.
Oh God!
I mean, she loses it like they're going to hurt me, right? And so now my go-to line is when somebody, when we're passing somebody on the trail and they're like, can I pet your dog? I always say, you're going to wish you hadn't.
Oh, but nicely.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Then you say, I'm sorry.
I go, you're going to wish you hadn't.
Yeah, we got her from unknown prior circumstances.
Right. And she's 4.5 years old, you know.
Yeah, she's not going to break that habit.
No, when we got her up in from this place up in Leavenworth. But you know, I thought about this the other day. I'm setting myself up for failure because I rescued a dog who's 4.5 years old. And in 5.5 years, I'm going to have to put her down.
You're already doing that math. What a grim space you must live in.
It can get dark. It gets a little dark.
All right. So speaking of bright, we're going to brighten things up. The TSA is warning you, if you are flying out today, tomorrow for the holidays, do not bring sparkly attire to the airport. Have you ever heard this?
No.
I haven't either. Shine bright this holiday season, just not at the airport. The TSA has issued a timely reminder against wearing sparkly clothing while traveling.
Why?
The TSA PSA, the body scanners do not love sparkles. Huh. We don't want to dull your holiday shine. We do not recommend wearing sparkly holiday clothing to the airport. Glitter, metallic threads, sequins, rhinestones. It triggers the scanner, and then you just bought yourself an extra TSA pat-down, Scott.
Hmm.
Keep okay. in mind, metallic threads. You know what that means? The Christmas sweater that's got the sparkly silver woven through it. Eh-eh.
Hmm.
I had no idea.
Story here, packing on weight over the holidays may have a lot more to do with your parents. New research out of the UK suggesting that all the gorging that we do over the holidays is often exacerbated by the time that we spend with our families. They found that most people unknowingly use food to mask boredom,
yes,
anxiety, and loneliness over the holiday. Previous studies have shown that families and upbringing have a huge influence on how people eat and their relationship with food.
Oh, sure.
Those influences are so dramatic that they can lead to some people dreading visiting family, particularly parents, over Christmas. Professor Jane Ogden's study of the psychology of eating examines the impact of family dynamics on dining behavior. Her new book, How to Eat Well at Every Age, boy, that's a page-turner, highlights how the family grew up with, how the family people grew up with can shape their attitudes toward food for life. She says moms and dads in particular play a pivotal role in teaching children what, when, and how to eat. Thank you, Professor. I bet she's a ball at parties. Yeah.
Super fun hanging out by the veggie tray.
I'm an author. I wrote a book called How to Eat Well at Every Age. Oh, thank you, Professor Ogden. We are doing Festivus Tuesday right after the 5 o'clock news because today is the actual day, according to Seinfeld, the show of Festivus. This is the day, December 23rd. So we will air the grievances right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Festivus, the real Festivus, coming your way in 8 minutes. You're welcome to join. Airing of the grievances. Johnny Manziel has broken his silence after missing his celebrity guest picker appearance on College Game Day on ESPN ahead of Texas A&M's and Miami's game in the first round of the college football playoff on Saturday. In a post on his Instagram on Sunday, the former Texas A&M football star and Heisman Trophy winning quarterback issued a statement regarding his absence. Manziel was replaced by Alex Caruso. Quoting here from his Instagram, "I will have plenty more to say about what transpired yesterday. There is almost nothing on this earth that would have made me miss that game. To all the people that genuinely reached out and checked in on me, I cannot thank you enough. To ESPN, Pat McAfee, Nick Saban, Desmond Howard, the entire crew on game day, I apologize. It was out of my control. To the Aggies and A&M fan base, I'm sorry. I'll continue to let everyone out there run with a fake narrative, and at the end of the day, perception always wins over reality.
Yeah.
I love all of you who genuinely support me through the good and the bad, like you've all done for years. I have no doubt that Texas A&M and the Aggie football program will be in that position again. I'm recovering and feeling about 3/10. Going to rest up and try to get back to normal."
Okay, but he doesn't really say.
He doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And he's had some problems over the years, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, but in fairness.
I didn't say.
Yes, he had some problems with you. This could have been strep throat. But then I always say, if it's strep throat, then why not just say I have strep throat?
Right. Why
vague book it even further? You know, I saw that this morning where he says, there is almost nothing in the world that would have prevented me from being there. Except the one thing that did. But then he won't say what the one thing that did was.
And I feel 3/10.
That's an odd fraction.
How about 30%?
I'm not sure he can do that.
I'm feeling about 30%. Math is hard.
Pick a fraction.
But if you had the flu, okay?
You would say it.
Clearly, whatever it was that prevented him from being on College Game Day on Saturday.
Yes.
Was not anything that he phoned in to warn anybody about.
Correct.
So if I had woken, like, let's, for example, on Saturday morning, Sam and I hosted the Tobin Lawn and Garden Show.
Oh, I'm aware.
And Sam, well, I know, because you called
in. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
We went to Mrs. Mira Lax in Leawood.
Yep.
Who had a great question about that tree in your yard, or two trees in your yard. Mm. But anyway, if there was a reason I couldn't show up on Saturday morning, I would have called Sam immediately.
Immediately.
And said, dude, I'm throwing up. I got a fever.
Or whatever. My mother is in the hospital. Like, whatever it is,
right.
to then not tell everyone what it is in trying then, to defend then, your absence makes it
vague,
worse.
And then go vague book with, I'll have more to say at a future time. But nothing would have kept me away from that game. Well, something did, Johnny. And your track record is not exactly the best. So did someone slip? Did we have a little slippy poo? And if so, then just leave it alone.
Don't talk about it.
Don't say it.
I agree.
If it's none of our business, then don't make it our business.
Right. I'm going to tell you, I watch College Game Day. It's always on Saturday mornings in our house.
I love College Game Day.
1,000% always on.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
I could not have told you that Johnny Show Me the Money Manziel dumped out of the celebrity pick. Like, he's making this more news than it was.
He's making it about him.
Yep.
Because he can't help himself. By the way, he's not even playing football anymore. He played two seasons with the Browns, then went to the Canadian Football League.
Is that not a cautionary tale?
And then went into indoor football.
Is that not a cautionary tale, Scott? He was supposed to be all that and a bag of chips.
I thought the day he walked across that stage
doing that
with the money symbol with his fingers, I'm like, what a douche.
Well, I just thought they're going to beat him up in some locker room. They're going to be mean to him.
Well.
You know, the incoming rookie trying to act like they know all that, right? Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Festivus time. This is the real day of Festivus, according to Seinfeld. So get in right now. Every line is open. Jason will be with you in just a second. So if the phone is ringing, you are getting through. Be patient. We have only one Jason and a bunch of lines.
Well, I'll land on that.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We're here on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.